This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Tune in to K-Talk with the Korean Language and Cultural Society every second Tuesday night at 8:30 on ORFM. We are your hosts, Jesse and Taylor.
Annyeonghaseyo. Join us for a celebration of Korean culture and music. You can find the podcasts of K-Talk at oar.org.nz. 환영합니다.
Song you just listened to was our first song by B called Have You Ever Loved Me? And I want to introduce our guest today, YT. It's lovely to have you here. How do you feel about the song you sent to us to listen to?
Actually, I love slow song.
Yeah.
Right. That means, you know, ballad. Right. But, you know, I think we need a little bit, you know, upbeat song. So I chose that one. But, you know, I really like Channabi songs. Right. And this one, even though it is a little bit fast, but the lyrics are really sad.
Are they? I didn't have time to look at the lyrics.
But listen, right.
I listened. Yeah, didn't have time to translate.
Right. So when I listen to the song first, I move my body first, but when I understand the lyrics, right, that makes me sad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Now, let's start off with introducing.
Is that okay? Is that okay?
Yes, no, that
is that correct answer?
Any answer is a correct answer. So YT is joining us all the way from Korea, which is so exciting. Could you introduce yourself for us?
All right. My name is YT. That is nickname. And my Korean name is Mi Kyung Baek. Baek is my family name. Right. And so everybody call me Mi Kyung. Right. And I am so much older than Jesse. And so I don't want to tell you the age, right? So,
of course, right? Of course.
It doesn't have to say. Right. And I live in near Seoul. So it is called Uiwang.
Oh.
Uiwang City. And Uiwang City is in Gyeonggi Province, right?
Yeah.
So I live here, right? And I'm teaching English here, but I'm not sure whether I'm a good teacher or not, right? But but I'm still teaching, right?
Yeah.
And actually, I really like children, kids. Right. I really like. And I like to meet, you know, people. Right. But not a lot of people. Right. So yeah. I have only a few friends, including Jesse. Right. And so I don't have many friends because that makes me really dizzy. Right. Tired. Right. Right. So I'm sociable, but sometimes I'm really introverted, right?
Yeah. I understand for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you've come here today as a friend of Jesse's. So mm-hmm. I'm wondering, Jesse, could you please tell us how you and YT met?
Yes, I was teaching in Gwacheon, which mm-hmm. is outside of Seoul, a satellite city, a very nice planned city. And YT very kindly hired me, which I greatly appreciate. Mm-hmm. And so I got the job at her academy. She was my supervisor. Mm-hmm. And then we got to hang out and she showed me all around the beautiful city and around Seoul. And we've kept in touch and she's visited me here and it's great. Thank you.
Oh, that's so awesome. How long ago did you live in Korea, Jesse?
So that was the second time. That was 2004 to 2005.
Oh, mm-hmm. So you two have known each other for a really long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. So YT, let's talk about you being an English teacher. Mm-hmm. What made you want to be an English teacher? Or yeah, why do you like teaching?
First of all, I like children.
Yeah.
And second of all, actually I make money, right? Right. I like to teach, right?
Yeah.
Something, right?
Yeah.
I like to teach English. I like to teach how to make food, right? I like to teach how to knit, right? Making bags, right?
Yeah.
Mm. So I like teaching.
Oh, awesome. Speaking of Korean food, what is your favorite Korean dish to make at home or your favorite one you enjoy?
I usually make fried rice,
mm-hmm.
With kimchi.
Yum.
Right. Mm. First of all, I have to put garlics and spring onions with olive oil, right, and fried some for some time. And then I put kimchi, chopped kimchi, right, and fried it. And cold rice, right, kind of leftover, right, and I put all. And the lastly, I put eggs on it.
Oh, nice. That sounds so delicious.
Really?
I love kimchi. I never tried kimchi fried rice until this year, but I ate a lot of kimchi when I was younger because my grandfather ate kimchi, but never have made it myself because I don't know how to authentically make it. So I just buy it.
Right. Actually, I've made kimchi for about 4 years, right? Because before that, you know, I couldn't make kimchi, but I learned by myself.
Oh, nice.
And it was successful. So for 4 years, every winter, we have to prepare kimchi for 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I made kimchi by myself from maybe since 2000, right? Something. Right. Actually, my family like kimchi that, you know, I made.
Oh, nice. Yeah, definitely. I think so much more delicious when it's homemade, for sure. What about you, Jessie? Do you have a favorite Korean dish?
Kimbap.
Kimbap is wonderful, yes. And I love to make bokkeumbap and bibimbap and pajeon at home.
Oh. Regularly.
Very delicious.
Right. Pajeon, right.
Awesome. So just circling back to teaching YD, what age group of people do you teach? Children or adults sometimes?
Yeah, adults sometimes, but you know, from elementary students to high school students.
Oh, no. Right. And have you taught anywhere else besides in Korea or just always in Korea?
Always in Korea.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, now we are just going to take a small break and listen to our second song, and we'll be back shortly to continue the interview.
Thank you. 비솟은 산이 되기보단 여기 오름직한 동산이 되길 내가 아는 길만 비추기보다는 누군가의 길을 비춰준다면 내가 노래하듯이 또 내가 얘기하듯이 살길 난 그렇게 죽기 원하네 삶의 한자리라도 그분을 담기 원하네 사랑 그 좁은 길로 가기 원하네 그 깊은 길로 가기 원하네
That was our second song by Lee Sung Chol, and it was called So Won.
Oh, this is my favorite song.
It is? Yeah, it is a lovely piece. Yeah. It was really nice yes. and soft when I listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, great choice. Mm-hmm. All right, so now we're going to talk about K-dramas. So do you have a favorite K-drama of all time, like your ultimate favorite one?
Right. It's very difficult to say because, you know, I haven't watched dramas for a long time.
Yeah.
But, you know, recently I've watched Woo Young-woo.
Yes.
Have you heard about that?
I'm watching it currently as well.
Oh, really? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really lovely drama, right? Mm. You know, I like, you know, human story. So, yeah, I love it. So, yeah.
I like the representation of that drama. I think it's really cool to have an autistic lead, which is, yeah, great. I love Korean dramas.
That's cool.
What about you, Jessie? Do you have a favourite all time?
Yeah, I've watched quite a few. Crash Landing on You was definitely my favourite for drama and excitement and adventure. I watched Memories of the Alhambra because it was always in the top 10 and it wasn't my genre. It was way too scary, but it was really quite thrilling. Yeah, so I really enjoyed that in its own way. And I'm watching Reply 1988, which is pretty good at the moment.
Nice. Yes, I've got quite a big list to get through because I didn't start watching Korean dramas till recently. So, and there's so many good ones that everyone recommends. So Whitey, what about your favorite Korean musicians?
Korean musicians. You know, I send to Jesse a song by, you know, Song Si-kyung. It's a nice song. You know, I like, you know, his way of singing and his voice, right? And Song Si-kyung is really nice, you know, singer.
Yeah.
So I like him.
Yeah, so your favorite genre? Your favorite genre of music?
Oh, right. Genre of music is ballad.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, Jessie?
Whitey, what do you think of Lee Moon-se?
Lee Moon-se is really, really nice one, right? Yeah, I love him. Yeah.
I believe that you took me to the shop and helped me buy a double CD.
That's right. Yeah, I bought, you know, 이문세 CD, but, you know, I forgot, you know, giving Jesse the CD. So I bought again and send it to her, right? Mm-hmm. Right. I love 이문세. 이문세's songs, all nice, right? We cannot, you know, put it away, even one, right? So I love them. And 성시경 is really good too, right? Mm. So you should, you know, listen to 성시경's songs, Jesse.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, good.
Yes, I definitely feel like a lot of the Korean artists get lost, you know, sometimes because K-pop is so big, and there's so many, you know, beautiful Korean trot singers and ballad singers who I think deserve much more international recognition, which would be and Whitey, have you been to New Zealand before?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. When did you come?
When was it, Jesse?
Was about 17 years ago.
Huh? 10?
About 17 years ago.
Huh? 17 years ago? Yep. Really?
Machine has soil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, when Gunny was 8 years old, Korean age, maybe six? Mm-hmm. So, okay. Oh, right, 17. Yes. Oh, my gosh, right.
You need to come back.
Yeah, I need to go back to right, New Zealand.
And right. Did you go to both the South Island and the North Island, or just one?
We went to... what's the name of the city? That is the
Queenstown,
right? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very beautiful there.
Yeah.
And
we saw seals.
Oh,
we saw seals on the coast, right? Yeah. Yes. But I haven't seen dolphins. Oh. Penguins.
Right.
We missed, right?
Okay, yeah, we missed. Yeah.
They're normally out and about if you're lucky to see them. Now, Whitey, if someone was going to Korea, do you have some favorite holiday destinations that you would recommend?
Right. We have a Chuseok, kind of Thanksgiving holidays, right? And we have two really big holidays, New Year's Day and Chuseok holidays, right? So we have long time getting rest, right?
Yeah.
So maybe around 5 days, 6 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you can come to visit on those holidays, but I want to recommend you have to avoid those holidays, right? Many people are, you know, in one place, so crowded.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
I always see people go to Jeju Island.
Mm-hmm.
It looks so beautiful. Have you been there before?
Yeah, so many times.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
One
day. Many times. One day. One day, yes. Should come.
Yes, hopefully.
Yes.
And when you came to New Zealand, what did you like about our country?
So big land, right? Yeah. Scenery. I like nature.
Mm.
Yeah, some people like, you know, city life, but, you know, I don't like. So I really like nature and so silent place and not many people around, right? So, you know, so that's why I love, right, New Zealand.
Yeah.
It's actually, Dunedin.
Yes, Dunedin. Quite nice here too.
Yeah.
Not too big.
Yes.
And where you live in Korea, is that where you are from?
No.
Oh, where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from Seoul.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And I lived in Changwon. It's a southern part of Korea.
Mm.
Right. For about 15, 16 years, right? And then come back to Seoul and live in Seoul for few years. And live in Anyang. It's a near Uiwang where I live.
Oh.
So, yes. Oh. I moved a little bit, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Whitey, I just want to close up and say thank you so much for coming on our radio show. It's been such an honor to have you here and to talk about Korea. yes, hopefully we can bring you back another time.
thank you so much. But, you know, I wonder whether I help you or not, right?
Oh,
but,
absolutely. You know,
I didn't say much about Korea, I think. But, you know.
It's been so fun chatting to you and so great to meet someone who Jessie loves so much.
Great to see you too, right? Awesome. Great to see you too, Jessie.
Yeah.
Cool. So thank you so much. And we will
see everyone
in 2 weeks, Tuesday at 8:30. 감사합니다.
Thank you. 감사합니다.
Tune into K-Talk with the Korean Language and Cultural Society every second Tuesday night at 8:30 on ORFM. We are your hosts, Jessie and Taylor.
안녕하세요. Join us for a celebration of Korean culture and music. You can find the podcasts of K-Talk at oar.org.nz. 환영합니다.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.